Think about the man. Think about the woman you intend on becoming. What do they look like? What kind of cars are in their garages? What kind of real estate properties are in their real estate portfolio? Yeah, they have a real estate portfolio because you are growing into a future multimillionaire. That's what's happening right now on this show.
Welcome to the Alex Morton Show. I'm your host, Alex Morton, an entrepreneur, best-selling author, speaker, and momentum creator. This podcast is not just about financial success. It's about unlocking your potential in all areas of life. My purpose is to inspire you to become great and share the real, raw truth about success. This is where your extraordinary journey begins.
Is success an inside game or an outside game? Today on the Alex Morton Show, we're going to dive deep on creating success, right? You're here, you're listening to this, you're watching this right now because you want to move your life forward. You want to make more money. You want to get in better shape. You want to have a higher quality of friendships, relationships, make a better marriage, right? Be a better father, be a better mother, right? You are obsessed with the idea of constant, never-ending improvement. And I got news for you. Success in any and every area of your life, you guys, listen up. It is an inside game, okay? It is an inside game. I need you to stop letting society, stop letting your childhood, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, your teachers, your professors, the president, the media, all the nonsense, all the bullshit. You have to stop letting all of that infect your internal processes, your inside mental game. You see, success is 90 to 99% spiritual. The rest is physical, okay? There's a lot of forces out there, evil forces, right? I don't care if you live in America, Canada, Mexico, Venezuela, Japan, China, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Egypt. Listen up. I know for a cold-hearted fact that your government, the people that run your nation, the people that run your country, man, they don't want you to win. They don't want you to be successful. They don't want you to be financially independent and financially free. They don't want you to be healthy. They don't want you to be well off. No. They want you to be sucking on the teat of that government, right? They want you to be chained to your desk at your job, you know, with your boss in some big old, you know, metal structure out there called a building. They want you to live the boxed life. You live in a little box, you drive a box to work, you eat a box lunch, you sit in your box, right? And then you go home in your box little car, and then you go home and you eat your box dinner, you sleep in your box bed, and it's just this box life of average and mediocrity, okay? I'm here today, okay? And I'm here every Tuesday to tell you that you don't have to live, right, under those circumstances. You don't have to live under this bullshit ideology of how they think life ought to be for everybody else, right? The elites out there, the 1%, the wealthiest people on the planet, you know, they have the super yachts and they fly private and they do whatever the hell they want. But normal people like me and you, right? We have to listen to them and live life based on their rules and their regulations and all this nonsense. Well, guess what? Not today and not anymore. Success in building the life you desire, okay? Accomplishing your goals, accomplishing your dreams, right? Creating the income and creating the impact you want. Guess what? You can do it, right? You actually can do it. I'm here to tell you, you can do it. When you live your life a certain way and you operate by a certain set of laws that govern this entire existence, okay? You can produce, you can create, and you can live a life of complete purpose, complete fulfillment, and complete happiness. So what I want to go over today, guys, is something called the self-confidence formula, right? The self-confidence formula, right? I'm going to read this to you, and we're going to break it down, and we're going to talk about it, because when I got a hold of this from my mentor years and years and years and years ago, okay, it changed my life. It absolutely changed my life, okay? Because once I started to accept the idea that if I could see another person looking a certain way or talking a certain way or making a certain amount of money, okay, or living in a certain, you know, healthy body. And I could then say, you know what, if he could do it, I could do it, right? Or if you're a young lady on this right now, you should be looking at somebody out there who's a female that's learning at a very high level. You should be saying, you know what, if she could do it, I could do it as well. We've been conditioned and we've been programmed by society, okay, and by a lot of our family members, you know, indirectly, to go out there and lose continually over and over and over and over again, but not you. You have to understand, every wealthy family at one point was broke and had nothing, okay? Every wealthy family at one point was broke and had nothing until one person in the family tree, the family lineage, said, you know what? Not anymore. No more. It ends with me. The buck stops here. If you're watching this right now, guys, I tell you what, you are probably the one person in your family that's going to redefine, okay, your entire family tree for generations to come. And you do it by building self-confidence. You do it by building this unstoppable, unshakable, unwavering mental fortitude, okay? Because when you have the right mental fortitude, you can learn and you can study and you can do what's necessary to go out there and win. Like a lot of the episodes prior to this one, we talked about what it takes to win, what it takes to get to $100,000 a year, what it takes to get to $1 million a year, right? It all has to do with the internal game. It has to do with your self-image, self-confidence, right? What you think about you, how you operate on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. So let's go over this thing together, okay? Let's talk about it. And then I want you to learn, apply, right? And if you're getting value from this, leave a 5-star review, share this with some friends, share this with your family, because this is the difference between winning and everybody else. I don't really believe in losers, but there are definitely people out there that have not yet figured out how to win. And that's okay. It's okay to know that you don't know. Most people, they don't know that they don't know. Most people walking around Tampa Bay, Florida, or Miami, Florida, or Wichita, Kansas, or Tokyo, Japan, they don't know that they don't even know. Most people don't think. They don't know how to think. They don't think. All they do is they respond. They react to the media, to what Biden says, to what Trump says, to the next pandemic, the plandemic, whatever the hell you want to call it. I'll tell you guys right now, winners think. Winners believe in themselves. Winners do what's necessary, and they don't make decisions based off of how they feel. They don't make decisions based off just emotions. No, they make decisions based on what they know must get done. What must get done? Like, you have to develop musts in your life. You have to get out of the shoulds. I should eat healthy. I should work out. I should read 5 minutes a day. I should listen to this podcast. I should get on my company's call. No, I must do 100 push-ups a day. I must do 100 sit-ups a day. I must send 3 gratitude text messages every single morning. I must prospect. I must present. I must knock this amount of doors every single day. And all of that becomes easier when you develop a higher level of self-confidence. Okay, so the self-confidence formula, it gets broken down in 5 parts. Okay, I'm gonna go over these 5 parts, okay? And then I'm gonna break down how you can take this and implement it starting right now. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life, okay? You must know I have what it takes to achieve, right, the definite purpose of my life, okay? Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. What does that mean? That means, okay, this is my definite purpose, right? Whatever your definite purpose is, I'm not here to tell you what yours is, okay? You need to define, this is my definite purpose while I'm on this planet. As long as I'm breathing oxygen and there's blood pumping through my freaking veins, man, this is my definite purpose. So this is called building your self-confidence, right? First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the definite purpose of my life. Therefore, I am demanding, I'm not asking, I am demanding of myself constant, continuous action to produce the definite purpose of my life. You might be saying, well, you know what? I don't have a definite purpose right now. That's okay. Spend some time and think about, hey, what do I really want to do? Who do I really want to become? How do I want to spend my time? What do I really want to accomplish on this planet? And then craft a definite purpose from that, because that definite purpose then spirals out into goals, into targets, into keeping yourself productive every single day, working towards the attainment of your definite purpose. Second, this is important. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. What did I just say? I just said that my thoughts, the things I think about most of the time that are spiritual, that are cosmic waves of energy in my conscious and subconscious mind, eventually whatever I think about most of the time will then turn into physical reality, right? It's like the idea of, you know, we're in Vegas right now. The Fountain Blue Hotel, before the Fountain Blue Hotel showed up, guess what? It was a thought. It was thought energy in the mind of another human being. And it went from an idea and a thought in somebody's mind to a blueprint on paper. And then it showed up in the physical representation of reality as a physical standing steel glass hotel. So second, I realize the dominating thoughts in my mind will eventually, they will reproduce themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I must concentrate my thoughts for at least 30 minutes every single day, thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Now, what does that mean? That means you must take time every single day and think about the man, think about the woman you intend on becoming. What do they look like? What do they talk like? What are they eating every single day? What are they drinking every single day? What do their actions look like morning, noon, and night? When do they go to sleep? When do they wake up? What books are they reading? What kind of money is in their bank accounts? What kind of cars are in their garages? What kind of real estate properties are in their real estate portfolio? Yeah, they have a real estate portfolio because you are growing into a future multimillionaire. That's what's happening right now on this show. You are growing into a future multimillionaire. Whether you want and need the money or not, get the money. If you want, give it all away. Okay, that's what's happening right now. Okay, so you must take time every day to think about the person you are becoming. Guess what? Our mind thinks in pictures, ladies and gentlemen. Our mind thinks in pictures. We know everything happens three times. It first begins in the mind, then it gets on paper, and then it shows up in the physical world. Whatever you want, whoever you desire to become, must first begin on the screen of your mind. When I was 21, 22, 23, I saw myself at 35 years old, the way I was looking, what I was driving, how I was flying, where I was staying in different hotels around the world. You must build the image in your mind of the person you intend on becoming. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. What does that mean? That means auto-suggestion. I must be auto-suggesting to myself my future. What does that mean? That means I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm a millionaire. I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'm so happy and grateful now that I travel the world inspiring millions of people to take the necessary actions and decisions to become the best and highest versions of themselves. I'm so happy and grateful now that successful people are joining my team, are joining my industry, are joining my organization, okay? You are suggesting to yourself the things you want. I will devote 10 minutes daily to demand of myself the development of self-confidence, right? What does this mean? That means the things we speak about, The things we see, the things we hear, the things we experience begins to craft a person on the screen of our subconscious mind, and through the constant space repetition of seeing this person, of feeling like we already are this person, right? Throw yourself into the future. Throw yourself into 2 years in the future, right? What are you wearing? Where are you? How are you traveling? Where are you staying when you travel? What are you driving? What's your impact look like? What's your income look like? Guys, you must build the image on the screen of your mind of the person you intend on becoming. Okay, that's third. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment, right? What is my definite chief aim in life? What do I truly want? Remember, nobody else can tell you what you want and what you desire out of your life. Only you can do that. You're most likely in a vehicle, in a company, in a profession, in an industry that can help you produce the levels of income you need to go out there and quote unquote live your dream, right? But only you can decide, hey, this is the definite chief aim of my life. Okay. I already told you how to do it, right? You build the image in the screen of your mind of the person you want to become. You set your goals, you set your targets, you reverse engineer the success of somebody else that already has what you want. You wake up every single day with gratitude, with love, and a great harmonious vibrational frequency, and you take the necessary actions on attaining the goals and the dreams you hold near and dear to your heart. That's it. That's what we do. But you must develop the self-confidence for its attainment, okay? Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all of humanity. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, evil, selfishness, and cynicism by developing the love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. What does that mean? That means, guys, if you want other people to serve your mission, you got to serve other people. If you want people to help you, you got to go out there and you got to help other people, right? If you want people to have compassion and empathy for you, you have to go out there and have compassion and empathy for other people. Whatever you give out into the universe, out into the marketplace, will come back to you times 10. That is what I believe, and I know it to be true. Whatever you give, you get back. You must develop this self-confidence. You must develop, okay, these mental faculties, okay? You must accept truth, and the truth is everything begins in the mind, then it shows up on paper, and then it will show up in the physical reality, from the hotels to the towers, to the shoes on your feet, to the phone in your hand, to the computer you're using to watch this show on YouTube, to the camera recording this episode. Guys, everything begins in the mind. You must build in your mind the image of the person you are becoming. Take a second and think. Just think with me for a second, right? Whatever that big goal is, whatever your definite purpose is, whatever your chief aim in life is, okay, you can build a mental movie of you living that experience in your mind. You don't have to wait. Well, Alex, when I get to $5,000 a month, then I'm going to be confident. When I get to $10,000 a month, then I'm going to act with certainty. When I get to $20,000 a month, then I'm going to invest in myself. It's not how it works. You do the work first and then the goals show up. Right? You do the work first and then the results show up, right? You need to be confident. I want you to go out tomorrow as you're building your business, as you're talking to potential clients, customers, prospects, right? Your mentors, okay? The people that help you on a day-to-day basis, your team members, your leaders. I want you to act as if you are already there, okay? When I was 21, making no money, man, People thought I was making 10 grand a month because of the way I was conveying my message, the way I was speaking, the words I was using, the images that were in my mind, okay? Words, images, emotions. I was acting as if I was already at $10,000 a month, $50,000 a month, $1 million a month. Okay, you have to act as if it's already done. You're not faking it till you make it. People say, well, Alex, isn't that lying? Aren't I lying to people by acting like that? No, you're not, because you're acting as yourself in the future, right? When I was acting as if I was earning $100,000 a month, it was a part of me. It was just in the future from where I was. Past, present, and future, guys, it's all happening right now. Past and then present, and then it's the future. That's how this whole thing works, okay? You need to build the good in which you desire, and you need to put it and lock it into your subconscious mind. You do that by seeing it first, and then you do that by auto suggestion, right? I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm earning $10,000 a month, $100,000 a month, $1 million a month by December 31st, 2024. You see it, you speak it, you hear it over and over and over and over and over again. If you've watched all of the episodes leading up to this point, you know what to do. You already know what to do. You do. You know what to do. You know I'm telling you the truth. You know what to do. You're not doing it yet. Why? Because the paradigm is still holding you back. This is the problem. Do not let where you are currently, in your current reality, don't let this hold you back from where it is you're going tomorrow. Utilize the self-confidence formula. Take time every single day to see in your mind where it is you're going tomorrow. I am in the present right now with you, but I am always in the future. I'm always thinking about the person I am becoming in every single area of my life. So guys, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know in the comment section. Okay, if you're listening to this on Apple, on Spotify, leave a 5-star review, share this with a friend, share this with a team member. And remember, we're dropping new episodes of The Alex Morton Show every single Tuesday. Success is an inside game. Success is an internal game. Build the image of the person you want to become in your subconscious mind. Back it by getting involved with it emotionally and living from the end in mind. Act, walk, talk, chew, sleep, eat, drink as if you're already there, and soon you'll physically be there. I'll see you on the next episode of The Alex Morton Show. Bye for now.